This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1464. What's more important to you, quality or quantity?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we show you a common English expression for showing that you value the number of something or the richness of something. Today, listen in to know how to use this expression like a native speaker. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how you doing?
Hey, Lindsay. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Doing great. Happy to be on the mic. So it's all good. Oh, boy. Definitely. We have an election coming up soon. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, well, actually, yesterday was election day.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, guys.
So this is a very intense time.
Okay, we're recording this in advance, and so we'll see how we're feeling by Wednesday, November 4th. It could be bad. It could be bad. We'll do a bonus. We'll do some updates. Don't worry, guys.
We'll be talking about it.
Yeah, we'll be talking about current events. Who knows? At this point, we're a couple months out from it. Who knows what's going to happen? But it's going to be a nail biter either way, Michelle.
Ooh, I like that. A nail biter.
Yeah, what does that mean?
That's like it's going to be nerve wracking. It's like this idea that when you're nervous, you bite your nails. So you can say something's a nail biter when you're like, oh, I'm nervous about it. I don't know what's going to happen.
No, my friend was suggesting we host an election party, and I shut that down right away. I was like, no way are we hosting an election party or a watch party. You know what I mean? I'm just going to be a wreck. I just can't be, you know what I mean? I can't be social when it's that important of an election.
Yeah. Well, last time when I thought that it was like a joke. Trump wasn't going to win. I went out to the beer garden. Like we were watching. It was meant to be like a good time. And then it wasn't.
Oh, I remember seeing updates on Facebook. My old college roommate had her daughter, and her was sitting there getting ready, making snacks, and ready to watch the first female president get elected. And she was so excited, you know, that her daughter was going to get to witness this. Because, and I mean, don't forget, she did win the popular vote.
Right.
Hillary Clinton did win the popular vote.
Don't you worry.
And I have a feeling, not to get into it too much, but I do have a feeling that the Electoral College is going to become a major like issue of contention and the role that it might play in the election this year.
Yeah. For sure. Well, it already definitely was for the last one. So
big time. So guys, don't worry. We'll get you updated on this when it happens, and we'll be right there to let you know what's going on.
Definitely. So, yeah. Okay. So let's see what happens. So anyway, but today we are talking about a really good question. And it's about quantity and number. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Lindsay, could you read the question for us?
Okay, great. So this question, I just can't, the name is tricky. So I'm just going to give the initials from DA, okay? This person says, hello, Lindsay. Thank you for all of your help. I have a question. I was writing an essay. Can the essay say quantity of people? I mean, can I use quantity as an equivalent to number, like quantity of students, quantity of members, etc.? Thank you again. All right. Thank you, DA.
Okay. Yeah. Great. So that is a really good question. I mean, you can, do you think you can say either? What sounds right to you?
Yeah, I would say that you can. Yes. Do you think so?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to talk more about, you know, the actual rule today. So our listener gave us some example where each noun is countable. Okay. So students and members. So you could say something like, a number of people told me they enjoyed the presentation, or a small number of people asked questions, or you could say the quantity of people at the party was astounding, right? People is a countable noun.
Yeah. Or a large quantity of people brought their own materials. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So yeah. So those are some things that you could say. So we're going to get more into the grammar now. So number is used with countable nouns.
Okay.
Okay. So that's the rule there. So a small number of participants showed up late. Okay. So quantity or quantities can be used with either uncountable or countable nouns.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's the important thing to remember. So, and also it's less casual sounding than number. So I think it sounds a little bit more formal.
Yeah. I think it makes me think more of counting in a scientific way, or, you know, at the grocery store, when you slide, you do the self-checkout and they ask you, what's the quantity of sweet potatoes you have? You type in the number. It feels like more like a measurement thing. You know what I mean?
Yes. Exactly. Right. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, so for some other examples, you could say something like, a large quantity of air conditioners were delivered to the site.
Or small quantities of flowers were sent to the house.
Right. Or a large quantity of furniture was purchased by the family.
So a large amount. Yeah, okay.
Right. Exactly. So again, so because quantity can be used with countable or uncountable, you would use that. Whereas you wouldn't say a number of furniture. Does that sound awkward to you?
Yeah, that does sound a number of for no, that sounds weird.
Right. So there you go.
I would say a large amount of furniture, the amount of furniture. Yeah, I would say like a large amount of furniture.
Right. And I'm glad that you brought that up, because that is another one, the word amount, right? So that one is used with uncountable.
Okay. So the amount of food at the party was unbelievable, for example, right?
Right. Or the amount of furniture, right? So different ways if you're saying uncountable nouns. So we could, those are the basic rules, guys. So we could get into these deeper, but we wanted to start off in this way, just giving you the, you know, basic idea of the word. So this is definitely one of those countable, uncountable situations here that we run into so frequently in English grammar, right, Lindsay?
We do. And I mean, the key is listening to native English as much as you can and trying to just mirror. I think we said in a recent episode, the secret is just repeating what you hear. You know, I mean, just listen to what you hear when it comes to native English and try to mimic what you hear. You know, we don't need to dissect and analyze everything. Okay.
Right. Exactly. So, what we are going to do now is talk about a really, really great expression using the word quantity. Lindsay, what's the expression?
Quality or quantity, right? Oh, yeah. We use this all the time.
Right. Exactly. So quality or quantity. So some people, you might reverse it. You might say quantity or quality. Some people say quality over quantity or the other way, right? Lots of different ways. So what does that mean? Lindsay, what does this expression mean to you?
Hey guys, if you want to hear the transcripts from this show, there's an easy way to do it right inside the iOS app. You can also save keywords that you want to learn and study and remember. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses on your iOS device to get the app now. allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
So if you're talking about, I'm trying to think of what would be a good tangible example, right? Maybe friends. Okay, how many friends should I have in my life when I'm 39, right? You know, maybe you're thinking about having a family at some point. Like, how many friends do you actually want to have at that point? When you're 23, of course, you want as many friends as you can have, right? Right. But when you're 39, you might reevaluate and you say, no, I prefer, you know, quality over quantity. So I'm just going to have 4 or 5 close friends and it's going to be great. Okay, so that's a good example.
Right. Exactly. So definitely, I think, you know, it's this idea of, you know, wanting to being at a point in your life where you just really care about how rich something is.
How
right?
rich. Love that word, by the way. Good one for our listeners. How rich something is. Like, what do you mean by that? So how good it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How good it is. Right. So, yeah, you can have, like you said, like you can have like 100 friends and they're all mm-hmm. like, you know, like, yeah, maybe there's not one, you know, maybe you have 100 friends, but if you were really having a problem or something you really needed to talk to somebody about, yeah, you can go to a party and have 100 friends, but maybe you don't right. feel like you can really like yeah. treat this person almost like, you know, those friends who are like family, you know, mm-hmm. I that's what I think about wanting to have those kinds of friends.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I like that word rich for our listeners, guys. It means deep or good, depending on the context, of course, right? Yeah, we could do a whole nother episode on just the word rich.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, that is good. Yeah, it makes me think of chocolate too.
Oh yeah, I would rather have really good rich chocolate. I mean, that's what you think about. We went to Paris a couple of years ago, right? And of course, the portion sizes are smaller, but the food is so rich that you're totally satisfied after just a small amount of food. Whereas in the U.S., you might eat a larger quantity, but the food's not as rich or as deep in flavor or quality.
Very good. Yeah. So exactly. That's definitely another one, where another kind of situation where quality, you might yeah. use that expression, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah. So you might use it to talk about friends or travel, right? So maybe you say, sure. oh, I'd rather take like one really good trip, like one really, you know, maybe you say I take a trip once a year, but it's like really intense and it's long or whatever. Or maybe you take a bunch of smaller trips and maybe they're not exact, you know, it depends. Yeah.
For sure.
You know, and those smaller trips can be great as well.
Yeah. I mean, it drives me nuts when I hear people saying, oh, I just went there to tick the box, right? Oh. That expression, guys, what it yeah. means is like put a check mark in a box of whatever you thought you should see in your life, whatever place, the Taj Mahal or what, but maybe you just were on a tour bus and you flew past it. Right. You didn't really spend a lot of time there, as opposed to maybe you try to live in a place for a couple months and really get to know locals. I mean, we, you know, so there's that's a good example, too. Quality over quantity.
Definitely. Definitely. Or also with learning a language. I mean, guys, we talk about, you know, sometimes, you know, I have definitely been in situations where I've been trying to learn a language and all I want to do is just like, I remember once I was trying to pick up Spanish and I got all these videos and I just kept on watching and watching and watching. And I knew based on my studies of language learning, of second language acquisition, that, you know, it's not a good idea to just do that. You can't just overload your brain with like so much at once. So this is this idea of quality versus quantity, right? So mm-hmm. you want to make your study sessions or however you're learning, right? You want to really make it count. That's a good expression there. Mm. So you want to make it count. You don't want it to be that something just goes in one ear out the other. And yeah, maybe you say, oh, hey, I got 200 new words today, but oh, I can remember one. You know, it would be better, much better to really focus on, you know, 5 to 10 words and then really know them.
I like that. So you went against your own rules.
Oh yeah, and I remember doing it and I was like, I don't care, I'm gonna
at
do
least
it,
you knew. You know, at least you knew.
Oh, I knew. And then yeah, that's exactly what happened though, like it didn't work at all. So I know, guys, so that's something to think about for sure.
That's hilarious. I love that. Good example. Yeah. So guys, we've given you a lot of examples of this quality. And just to go back to the construction, right? So I see a lot of natives say, you know, I want quality over quantity. You said this before, but just to be really clear for the grammar, right, Michelle? So, or you could also say I want quality rather than quantity, but I see it being used the most, the chunk of quality over quantity, or just saying that. Hey, quality over quantity. I'm just going to have a few, right? What do you think, Michelle, in terms of the construction?
Yeah. I said quality or over quantity. Yeah, I guess I think I would say quality over quantity.
Yeah. All right. And then some people, it wouldn't be wrong to say, you know, quality is more important than quantity. I just want to show you guys how this would fit into a sentence.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Exactly. I like that example that you said, like, oh, quality over quantity.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Because sometimes we just throw out the phrase, right? It doesn't have to be neatly placed into a sentence either if you're trying to make a statement. Oh.
A lot of times it's not. And, you know, I know when I'm doing like our keywords on the app.
Yeah,
I definitely notice sometimes I have something where it's just an expression, where it's just something you say. And then I'm trying to make a sentence with that. And it's kind of like, OK,
yeah, that's interesting.
You know, this is a little bit different. So this is one of those examples. It's just kind of something that
because we don't always make that constructed clear sentence. And be ready for that, guys. That's real English for you. OK, yeah. Good stuff.
Definitely. So, yeah, this was a really great question. You know, we talked about grammar today. We talked about count nouns, about uncount nouns. And we gave you also a key expression that's a great conversation starter and also something to think about for yourself. Like, in what situations in your life, ask yourself, like, in what situations in your life is quality more important? But is there a situation in your life where the quantity is actually more important than the quality?
Yeah, and I'm sure there are some examples of that. Guys, we'd love to know your answers. Like, come back to our blog. Why not? Come back to the blog, come back to 1464, and write in the comments, what are the situations where it's quantity over quality and vice versa, quality over quantity? I love that.
Awesome. All right. Yes. Well, this has been a lot of fun. Thanks again to our listener, and have a good one. Lindsay, I hope you have a quality day.
Me too, Michelle. Have a good one. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.